Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's session of our weekly podcast on Monday, as we talk about what's basically moving markets. And so if you're joining us for the first time, this is Markets Monday. My name is Felix Ucheng, as usual, your host for the sessions that we go through every Monday in the morning. For today, we are going to talk about a few things that are technically moving markets. We're going to start with some of the things that happened last week, how the overall market performance for the previous week was, and then we'll basically dive into what's likely to happen this week. We just as usual, we'll be looking at what are your favorite counters doing, how your favorite counters moving on the market. So pretty much an interesting space and an interesting bit for you who's joining us live, and also for those of you who are listening to this podcast through the HISA app. Thank you for joining, and this is Markets Monday. Starting up from where we were last week, is the overall market for the Nairobi Securities Exchange. I'd say the market was fairly positive. We saw a lot of activity really happen with most of the counters, mostly the small cap counters, post a little bit of a growth week on week. We saw counters like Nairobi Business Ventures come in and lead in terms of activity. At the same time, we also saw other companies as well come in and also increase in terms of the week-to-week activity for the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Some of the companies that corporate actions really got them moving higher are companies like WPP Scan Group PLC, which released the financial statements for the financial year ended 31st December 2020 on 31st of August. So pretty much interesting. Scan Group released the financials late in the evening after market close, and the financials, I'd say, were fairly, they were a mess. Let's just call it a mess, as from where this was. But also it brings in a lot in terms of, you know, for investors who are investing out there, the volumes for the market are constantly trying to, you know, improve one way or another. And this gives some level of activity and some level of insight on what kind of market that, you know, we are probably in. At the same time, in terms of when we're looking at this and we're seeing that we're sort of seeing that the week-on-week activity for the small cap is rising. Also, we also check that the week-on-week activity as well for the small cap companies, you know, was also in one way or another a little bit of, I'd say, was some sort of a decline for the large cap counters. So small caps in one way or another are technically posting rises here and there in terms of price action, because if you look at it in terms of the small cap counters, and in case you're wondering what are small cap counters, these are companies that have less than probably, let's say, at less than 100 billion in terms of valuation for the market. And so that really makes it as a wake-up call for us as investors who are pushing this into the market. Remember, NBV was in the news for about two to three days last week. The first one was the bit where NBV came in and is now looking at paying the board CEOs in terms of shares, up to 6 million shares that will be issued to, you know, to the various CEOs for the company. And I know that's a major concern for investors, that could be definitely something that is of a growing concern for investors who are trading on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. But first, just before we get into NBV and before we move on to that news, let's start looking at the basics of the market. The NSE All Share Index, which is technically the benchmark of the activity on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, was down about 4.1% to close the week at 179.47 points. And so we're seeing the All Share Index also posting a little bit of a decline, but this could be due to the weight that was in a major of the large cap stocks, which had posted a little bit of a decline. And so that would really come in handy. We're seeing companies like Equity decline last week by about 8%. Companies like Kakuzi were down 7.6%. And also Bank of Kigali, which has really been moving, was also down as well, 6.61%. So in this case, we are seeing that the large caps are declining, and at the same time, we are seeing the small cap companies really posting a little bit of a decline. Not to forget on that bit, Safaricom PLC, which was one of the largest movers in terms of stocks last week, was down as well 4.96%. Remember, earlier on we've talked about this several times about the dominance of Safaricom on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, where we're seeing companies like Safcom is dominating up to about 60% of the total market activity for the NSE. This is in terms of market capitalization, in terms of market activity week on week, and investors. So when the index decline, there's a high possibility that Safaricom, which also is forms the all share index, the 20 share index and the 25 share index, these indices will definitely face a decline when the largest company in that bit faces a decline. Look at it from this angle, guys. If you've invested in a business and then you wanted to invest in a business and somebody was there and they wanted to fund you in this business, and then all of a sudden you probably want to invest in a business that's valued at 2 million. And with the 2 million shillings that you have, you don't have the capital yet. So somebody tells you, you know what, I will give you 1.6 million. And you go around and you look for 400,000, which you get. But then what happens when the guy who's to fund you 1.6 million backs out? It's a huge challenge. Or if they reduce their investment in that business idea. So the same way, when you're looking at the market capitalization for the overall market, this basically is the total, you know, the total valuation for all stock that are listed on the NSE. So of that, you find Safaricom is still a majority. Safcom holds about 60% of the total market cap of the NSE. And so that means all the other companies have less than 50% of the market valuation. So whenever the market is going down, Safcom's decline or increase in terms of price holding would be very important to determine the direction of these market indices. And we've seen over time, Safaricom has been growing. Safaricom peaked all the way from 33, went all the way down to 44, and right now we're seeing the stock again to another level, which is pretty much interesting, you know. And now, talking about away from the all share index, other market indices that I usually watch that were also on the decline, we had the NSE 20 share index, which was also down as well, 8.93 points. That's an equivalent of 0.44% to close the week at 2025.37 points. So it's looking at it from another angle. You're seeing also the 20 share index was also hit, and that would definitely be a concern for investors who are probably investing on the exchange. The NSE 25 share index was down as well, about 3.9% to close the week at 3,932.50. So you're seeing that the overall mood for the market last week, in terms of, if you're looking at it in terms of the small cap stocks, then there was a gain. But if you're looking at it in terms of the overall market activity, there was definitely a decline. And so that's one thing that definitely we'll be looking at and we'll definitely talk about. The equity turnover for the exchange was down as well. And now there's a major concern which a lot of investors have always asked about. What do you mean you talk about equity turnover? What do you mean? Is it for Equity Bank or Equity Group alone, or you're talking about something else? Now, stocks are basically equities, guys. So whenever somebody's talking about the stock market, the share market, the equity market, it's the same thing. But now, you know, for Kenya, in our case, we have another company known as Equity, which is also listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. But when you're talking about the equity turnover, we're not only talking about the stock, we're talking about the overall market activity for the Nairobi Securities Exchange. So the equity turnover for the market was down about 15.6%. with 1.98 billion worth of stocks executed last week, as compared to 2.35 billion of stocks that were executed a week earlier. So a week earlier would definitely be week 34, because last week was week 35 for the market. And so pretty much interesting for you as an investor, because comes in at an interesting point for you and any other investor out there who's likely to be looking at various stocks and various selections to pick into. Now, in terms of company specific, and now you're looking at which companies were really moving what and which companies were really moving the market and which ones were also on the declining edge. Nairobi Business Ventures has continued to gain over time. The company was in the news last week. First of all, the company gave an impressive earnings, and also at the same time, the company came back in and gave guys more news about various acquisitions. The company announced for the annual general meeting, which is something that we're also looking at. We'll be looking at the AGM, because for the AGM, the shareholders for Nairobi Business Ventures are going to vote on various acquisitions, which the company has already declared that they'll be moving into. They've actually said they'll be picking into a few more companies, you know, and it's far from the sector that Nairobi Business Ventures has been known for over time. When NBV listed, Nairobi Business Ventures was typically just any other company out there that is probably buying shoes and rebranding, and they're selling them as K-Shoe on the local market. And it seems like guys were not wearing enough shoes as the company had planned. So the company had constantly plunged and plunged, and to a point where the actual share trading price for the company was actually at 0.65. That's 65 cents for a stock. If you bought NBV at 65 cents, I cannot believe where your portfolio is at right now. Because after that, what happened is the company came in and they announced they were doing a major restructuring. And people thought, you know what, this is probably going to be another, the way most companies have been restructuring, where they go out there and they tell guys, we are laying off stuff, we're reducing this, and we're doing this X and Y. But then NBV came and told guys, we are looking for a strategic partner who can drive the company to profitability. And the profitability, when the other guys came in on board, and they say that is Delta International FZD, they came in and they told guys, this is a buy best firm, came in and told NBV, we're giving you guys money, but we're definitely going to need to turn around this company. The first thing is to stop that shoe business that you guys have been doing. And they took NBV and they pushed NBV into a lot of other businesses, where now we're looking at NBV sort of being, can we say an investment company? Because whatever they're doing now is just owning other companies, with NBV saying that their main business would actually be to build a clinker factory somewhere between Nairobi and Mombasa, which is vague because they've not really told us where they want to, you know, build the clinker plant. And last week they actually confirmed it and told guys, we are going head on with this, and they're picking into the cement manufacturing business. They're looking into aviation, where they're going to acquire two companies. The first one is Aviation Management Solutions Limited, that is AMS, and also Air Direct Connect Limited. So these two companies have hangars. Okay, Aviation Management Solutions in Kenya has a hangar, the only privately owned hangar at JKIA. And AIDC is licensed with skills so that they can be able to repair manufacturers. So the challenge is this: your favorite shoemaker is now taking care of your plane. So if you're probably a favorite of K-Shoes, then this is something as well you might want to relate to. So in case you're wondering why NBV has really been moving, it's just been because of this recent the recent developments. And also remember that the volatility for NBV has been one of the highest on the Nairobi Securities Exchange over the past 6 months, because since NBV came back to trading, we've seen NBV drop all the way down to about 4 shillings and 5 cents, move all the way up to 12 shillings and 85 cents, and then come back down again to levels of where we're currently seeing it at, levels of about 5 shillings, and then last week it peaked, and now we're seeing it again at 6 shillings and 88 cents. It would be a question for you as an investor to really ask yourself if you want to involve yourself in the volatility. And also just checking on the HISA app right now, is I'm seeing NBV is already up as well, currently trading up 9.8%. That is the top leader on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. NBV is currently trading at 7 shillings and 56 cents. This stock is on steroids. So I really don't know what is going to happen, what's going to happen, how it would pan out. But for you as an investor, remember to take caution, and you really need to be sure, mostly when you're investing in companies that have showed a high volatility range over the past few days. For guys who are looking at technical analysis, you might want to check if the company, the RSI for the company, if the company is currently at overbought or oversold position, so that you can know which territory you want to buy in. Because you might buy it. It might be a short term. It might be a long term. Really depending on where you move it in from. But the guys who bought NBV at levels of 1 shilling, I don't know what you're waiting for, honestly, at this time. Do you want to wait until it gets back to 12, or do you want to wait for it until it drops back down again to 5 shillings? All that is your choice because of the volatility. And that is not an investment advice or a recommendation. You need to do your own research before you can be able to pick in and probably give guys this as well. Now, outside that, back to other companies as well, because we have a lot of companies that we need to talk about. The second bit would be WPP Scan Group. Now, Scan Group had delayed releasing the financial statements. I'm a storyteller and it's interesting. Yeah, but if you're enjoying it, the better. As long as it makes sense to you as an investor, as long as you're probably going to relate with this, that is what we do here at HISA. Now, Scan Group had delayed the financial statements, and they finally released those financials by the close of business on 31st of August 2021. These were the financial results for the financial year ended 31st December 2020. And one of the things that the company had really, really given guys was a 1.7 billion loss. Despite the loss, the company's pretty hard. I think one of the things that really gave the company a rally in terms of share price, because after NBV, Scan Group was the top gainer on the NSE, gaining about 29.69% in terms of share price activity. And even right now on the market, Scan Group has already gone up about 9.7%. That is the third gainer on the NSE after East African Portland Cement. Personally, for me, I don't know what's pushing Portland Cement, because it's been on the gain. That's another company as well that has been on the gain. You might want to look at it, but you also might want to check on the volumes and the volatility before you buy into Portland Cement. For Scan Group, we are seeing a little bit of a push for investors. The first thing is that the statements for the financial year 2019 were reinstated because the company said that there was no material, that there wasn't any material. Let me get the right word, just how they said it. So the company had told guys, we are reinstating the financial because there wasn't any material information that had required them to disqualify the financial statements for the financial year 2020. Despite that, there was a 1.7 billion loss that was down from a profit that the company had posted in the financial year 2019. The group revenue for the company was down 22% to 2.24 billion from the 2.87 billion the company had posted in the full year 2019. At the same time, the billings for the financial year were also down as well, a whopping 6.34 billion. That is from the 9.28 billion that the company had posted in the full year 2019. One of the things that really was a major concern is the administrative expenses, part of the operational expenses for the company, the operating expenses, for the company, which was up as well 26% to 3.4 billion. So we're seeing a bit of concern here for Scan Group investors, but I think that the investors were pretty bullish and they continue to be bullish because now guys are looking at Scan Group from the previous valuation for the company. Despite this performance, the company did not issue a dividend, and it looks like guys are really looking at stocks from where everybody really wants to buy in and pick in and just give guys a piece of the information, guys getting a piece of their funding as well. If you put in your capital onto Scan Group at prices of about 4 shillings, this could actually be a good time for you to just check out that portfolio and see how it's performing. If you bought it higher, for those of you who bought Scan Group at prices of about 24, when the company had given the special dividend, went as high as 21, a few years at 24, this could actually be another opportunity to probably average down, where you bring in the overall cost of purchase down by buying more at the lowest point that you as an investor actually can. So in case this is something that you probably are looking at, this would be something as well that you probably want to look at. So that technically is one thing for me as an investor, and that's for you as well, that you might definitely just want to, look into as well. And also, as you're buying into this company, the basic thing that you also need to look at is the kind of volumes that are trading. onto these companies, because like right now, when you're looking at Scan Group, you'd notice that the volume that has moved is about 163,000. Sorry, that's not the volume, that's the turnover. Yeah, the turnover currently is at 163,000, which is still pretty low, I think, compared to the averages that we saw last week for the company. So those are the things that you might just want to look into and, you know, figure out to which levels you probably want to look at. Only 33,000 shares have actually moved. For NBV, we are seeing 53,000 shares that have moved as well. So this comes in handy, and we'll just be able to push at it and just see to which levels that all this would probably be going into. And let me just check at least, let me give you guys a little bit of a view as well, to see which companies are on the gainers list. So at times you might also just want to look at the companies on the losers, and because it might be interesting as well for you to understand which companies are gaining, but also look at the companies that are losing. They can give you a lot of opportunities, mostly in terms of entry prices. For a very long time, for the past 2 weeks, we've seen the banking stocks really gain from the release of the financial results. And so right now we're seeing that is back here on the exchange as well. And now we're seeing Equity, KCB, some of the top losers as well in today's market. And so pretty much interesting for you as well. If you'd want to buy into it, this is one thing as well that you might want to look at. Equity is currently trading at 49 shillings. That is down from 49 shillings and 90 cents, where the company had closed that in the previous week. KCB is down to 46. So you might just want to look at it from another concern and just, you know, figure out to what you as an investor you want to buy into. For those of you who are looking at investing in most of these the banking stocks, you might want to look at as well if the levels of engagement for the company with investors, and also just figure out why the stock is probably coming down. Remember, the banks give one of the best results that we've seen over time, and next month you might just want to know what is it that you're probably looking at. What levels of engagement do you want to, you know, probably peek into before you make that next move on the market. On all this overall, we're seeing Uchumi Supermarkets, the company which has been suspended from trading in Uganda. Uchumi has been suspended from trading in Tanzania because the company did not comply with various market regulations. But we're seeing here Uchumi is still trading, and that would be just a question where guys can be able to, you know, want to know what moves are really moving this stock onto these prices. But Uchumi is down currently. The race to zero continues. Since we began, from the moment when we began hosting these shows, we've always talked about Uchumi, and whenever we're referring to Uchumi, we talk about the race to zero. So if you're joining us for the first time, just know that at any point when you talk about Uchumi, we refer to it as the race to zero. And so we're seeing Uchumi here. The race to zero continues. The company is currently trading at 24 cents per share. Uchumi probably needs an NBV move, you know, where the move where somebody would come in and probably do a reverse merger, because it has not, apart from the asset, 3 billion land, which Uchumi is actually having issues with currently, I think the KDF took over that piece of land. But we're looking at this from a long-term perspective. What impact is this likely going to have on the company, on the share price? If a company would come in and, you know, pick in Uchumi and you know, give it a jump and say we're buying into this company with a possibility that we would probably push it into the cement business, which seems to be the hottest thing, or say we are looking at it from another angle as well, then something, probably there's some hope. But I'd say it, if you're into Uchumi, you probably might want to consider. And remember, Uchumi has the red color, which is also the red of another color of another football team. So please don't support the two at the same time. I wouldn't want to get into football, at least for today's purpose. But that's one thing as well you might want to look into. Overall, the market activity for today is pretty much interesting because the losers, we currently have only about 10 losers as compared to about 20 companies that are currently on the green, with NBVC leading that, Portland Cement and Kenya Power. Can you guys believe it? KPLC is now one of the top gainers as well on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, where we are here and we're seeing KPLC currently trading as high as about, let me just get the data right for Kenya Power. Yeah. Case you're looking at it, Kenya Power is up 9.56%, and Kenya Power is now your favorite power company, is now trading at 1.49 shilling. And Kenya Power is not my favorite power company, so I don't know if it's yours. But sadly, on the other side, we're seeing KenGen is actually the second top loser in today's trading session. KenGen is about 4.60 shilling in trading. But also look at it from this angle, guys. KenGen, it's still pretty early to call the shots because we are about 1 hour into trading. The volumes are still pretty less. Britam is, however, also, Britam is currently the top mover with about 507,300 shares that have been moved onto the trading bid currently on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. So pretty much interesting. I don't know what you're probably thinking about for the market. I don't know what your thoughts are. So definitely you might want to get onto Hisa app and just let us know what your thoughts are about this company. You know, it would be interesting just to know what other investors are probably looking at. For the Hisa app, we have a discussion platform, and we can definitely start getting your thoughts as well on some of these companies. You know, before we move into this, we definitely want to know what your thoughts are as well on the market. Now, this morning, as markets opened, WPP Scan Group released a market notice as well, telling investors that they would delay releasing the half year results for the period ended 30th June 2021. And the main reason, according to Scan Group, was that this was because they had delayed releasing the earlier financial results, which now had actually put them into this space. And now they're looking at this as well from another angle. So we're really hoping that this time the company will not extend the release of the financial statements by another month. Let's hope that the way they have mentioned, because according to the notice that has been given to market participants and shareholders at large, Scan Group is basically telling guys, we are going to release the results by the end of, on or by 30th December. By 30th of September. So yes, we're hoping that the financial results for the current financial year, for the half year results, will be ready by then. But still, regardless, because of that news as well, we're still seeing Scan Group still continuing to be among the top gainers trading on the Nairobi Securities Exchange during today's trading session. So pretty much interesting. We'll be looking at that as well, and we'll tell you guys if there's anything as well that is likely to be that is likely to move on to this company, onto this market. And I guess that's it for the local space. I don't know if there's anything else that we have left for the local markets. But also, guys, remember that in case you probably put in a bid for the fixed income market, the bond market, if you're looking at it from the fixed income space, remember that there has been an offer for the IFB 1 2021, and in case you don't understand what that is, there is an infrastructure bond which has been issued currently by the government of Kenya, and they're looking at, the rate is market determined. One of the best rates are usually market determined, where they tell guys, bring in the rates, let's see what you got. Give us the money, let's see what the rate really comes in to be. So a lot of guys are really looking at these rates, and we're seeing the government is looking at raising 75 billion for 21 years. So 2021, that's a bond that goes for 21 years. So it's pretty much interesting as well, and we'll just see what's likely to happen. We are waiting for the results of the bond auction, and we'll just be able to look at it and just give guys a little bit of an interesting view onto that. Some of the things that I know we are also going to be looking at this week closely would be Nation Media Group. And we definitely be looking at the buyback program, the completion date. Remember, that is supposed to be coming in, I think, within the next 1 or 2 weeks, and we'll be able to give you guys a little bit of an overview onto that as well. So still, pretty much interesting. In case you want to look at just one last thing, yes, sub-Saharan African, in terms of market performance last week, the MSCI was the worst performing index in sub-Saharan Africa, down about 4.13% in terms of market activity. But we're also seeing other markets as well really gaining in terms of week on week. We saw Zambia, so it looks like still a bit interesting bits going on in Zambia. You guys have a lot of confidence in the new regime because we're seeing Zambia's the Lusaka All-Share Index was up about 3.35% week on week. But also we're seeing Lusaka is still also the top gain as well, because year to date it's also up about 22.8%. And then the NSE for Kenya is a partial low at about 18% in terms of activity. So pretty much interesting for those of you who are investing in the sub-Saharan African space. I do not know how Uganda performed. Yeah, okay, Uganda was down 2.5%. Year to date, Uganda is up as same as Kenya. Weird. Uganda is up 18%. So pretty much interesting for those of you who are investing in these markets. You might want to tell us what you invest in Uganda. I do not invest in the Ugandan Securities Exchange, but that does not mean that you should not. So you might want to get into that space and just give us your thoughts as well, because that would be very interesting to see which companies are likely to be able to move into that. Looking at it as well onto something for the global market space. Last week we saw a bit of activity on the global market space, because for the first time, okay, not really for the first time, but I'd say for the first time we're seeing we were looking at it from a point of the Nasdaq index actually becoming the top gainer for the week and the S&P having a decline. So tech stocks have really been, in terms of, you know, over the past few weeks, the tech stocks have really been some of the top gainers. We saw companies like Apple, companies like Tesla, Microsoft. I don't know if you'd call Tesla a vehicle manufacturing company or a tech stock, because right now they're doing everything. The other day, Elon had actually mentioned that the company would be looking at creating bots, humanoids. Let's call them humanoids, not robots. Let's call them humanoids. Yeah. And that would be interesting because we'll definitely be looking at that as well. The Nasdaq was up about 21.6%. The S&P 500 was up about 21.4%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 16.4% in terms of year-to-date performance. In terms of our weekly performance, the Nasdaq was up 1.4%, the S&P 500 was up 0.7%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 0.1%. So the industrial sector has really been hit for a very long time, and that has mainly been because of the COVID bit. And if you're wondering why tech stocks will continue to rally, is because as long as there's any major concern or any slight concern regarding the pandemic, then there's likely to be a possibility that we are going to see a growth in terms of interest in the tech sector. Because remember, companies like Zoom Telecommunication, that actually picked up during that space, companies that, you know, rallied within that space, and they were moving because guys are now moving to stuff like video conferencing, teleconferencing. So companies are moving into that space, and it looks like tech is the new thing. As one of us had put it earlier on today in the HISA newsletter, somebody had mentioned that, you know, as long as tech is basically going to move us, think out anything is tech as long as it's not into plastic and paper. And I think that is a major challenge for you. That is a major challenge for me. And I need to start thinking outside plastic and paper, and probably I might probably have to invent something new. So how about you on the market? So on the other thing that we're looking at this week would be that GameStop Corporation, that's GME, would be releasing their financial statements, the quarterly results on Wednesday this week. And so it will be pretty interesting to see on how your favorite Wall Street bet is going to move into. Remember, GameStop and AMC are they're the lowest companies that the famous Reddit group, that is Wall Street Bets, took into and, you know, rallied the stocks to to level highs. And so we're definitely going to be looking at just what level GameStop is probably going to be moving at, and also if that would probably affect as well shares for other companies like, you know, AMC, for instance. So it will be a pretty much interesting week. Another thing that we'll also be looking at on the global space would be the bauxite, the prices of aluminium, definitely, because remember, bauxite, which is being produced in some of the countries, and I'm going to mention this country in just a moment, directly hits on aluminium prices. And so some other companies, other countries like China that have, that rely heavily on aluminium, with the supply of bauxite affected, will that really be a major concern? Or how soon will the supply of bauxite come back into the global space? Remember, if you've been following news keenly, yesterday there was a coup at in Guinea, and so Guinea is one of the largest bauxite exporters globally. And so with the country being under, because yesterday the army colonel who actually took over, led the coup, had said that the country has closed all its borders, both land, air, and sea. And so we're going to we'll definitely be watching that and just see how that transpires. Remember that China relies heavily on bauxite that comes from Guinea, and they might want to, you know, resume operations as soon as possible. We've seen a lot of coups, mostly within sub-Saharan Africa. Some of them are attempted, some of them are successful. Just about less than three years ago, we actually saw the one that happened in Zimbabwe. And we've seen a little bit of issues as well. Not really a coup, but sort of civil unrest in South Africa. And we really hope that it doesn't really get to levels of which, unsustainable levels of which it would probably hit the economic production of these countries. So that's something that we'll definitely be looking into. I don't know how about you, what you'll be looking into. And also the most important thing that I think is really standing out for me this week is that the telecommunications company in Saudi Arabia is looking at listing and raising about $3.9 billion. Remember, Saudi Aramco, when it listed, became, for a moment, it was the most valuable listed company on the planet. And as much as, yes, we know what happened later on, the prices declined, but now we're seeing this from another angle, where we'll definitely be hoping that the telecommunications company that will be listing, it will be listing a few of its shares, not full, so not really 100% of the share ownership. I think they're looking at listing about 45% to raise about $3.9 billion, and we'll just be able to look at the market capitalization for the Saudi Arabian stock exchange, because it's really interesting on how very small companies, or okay, very big companies, when they go public, would raise the market capitalization and suddenly put in a stock. The Tawadul Stock Exchange in Saudi Arabia used to be considered as one of the smallest, and right now it's emerging as becoming one of the largest. Remember, as at listing, when Saudi Aramco came in, it emerged all of a sudden and was the ninth largest stock exchange in terms of market capitalization. And now adding on to another, say, valuable company, one of the largest in the Middle East, it would be very interesting just to see how stuff would be moving at on the market for the exchange. And really hoping that very soon through the hisab, we'll be able to subscribe in some of these IPOs, you know, whenever companies like in markets globally, not only for US markets, but also for any other market that you might want to think of, how can you be able to raise funds and how can you be able to invest onto some of these markets? Would be an interesting thing just to, you know, peek into, and would be something interesting as well for you as an investor to probably look into. On Friday this week, just to give you guys on corporate actions, finally, before we call this a close, on Friday this week, you might want to check onto your bank account or your M-Pesa, depending on the mode of payment which you chose, because Jubilee Holdings is actually, sorry, let me just get this. Okay, not really. You might want to buy the stock before then. So don't forget about checking onto your bank account. But throughout this week, you might be checking onto your accounts as well, because remember that Safaricom had paid the final dividend for the financial year 2020. They started paying that some time back, and I think by right now you should be having your payments, because the payment was closed on 31st of August 2021. This week on Friday, Jubilee Holdings will be closing its books for the consideration of a dividend of 1 shilling per share. That is an interim dividend. And you might just want to, you know, hold fort onto that bit. And also today, we know that Stanbic Bank is also closing their books as well for an interim dividend consideration of 1 shilling and 70 cents. And we'll be able to look onto that as well, and we'll keep you guys posted as these events unfold. So thank you guys. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening on to today's show. It's been an awesome 40 minutes of your time. See you guys again on Wednesday evening as we talk about the Bulls, Bears and Whiskey event, which is basically an event where we talk about we open it up to you guys to tell us what you think about various trends. We'll be looking at Bitcoin, of which of course has moved up above $50,000 after facing a crash that brought it to levels of about $28,000. Now we're seeing the coin back as well to highs of about $50,000. We'll also be looking at other coins as well, other cryptos as well, and we'll be looking at ways in which you can be able to protect yourself from investing in some of these online scams that we've seen. Mostly these guys that would lie to you about investing in the crypto space, and yet basically these are scam guys. So we'll be looking at that. We'll bring in awesome guys who are interested in the blockchain technology, guys like Theo Mwangi. We'll definitely be on board during that discussion as well. So you might want to join in and listen in on Wednesday. We'll share the link later. You can also be able to get the recording, the previous recording for the Bulls, Bears and Whiskey Markets Monday, and our awesome podcast, We're Curious, and a lot more on the HISA app. So if you're yet to get this, if you want to get data as well, you can download HISA app. It's available on both your Android and Apple phones. So there's no reason why you shouldn't have it on your phone. If you're listening to this show, you definitely need to have HISA. And remember, in the next few weeks, we'll finally be letting guys trade on various markets. Currently, we're doing internal testing, and we'll be opening that up to the public, which will be an interesting bit as well for investors on the market. So that's it, guys. Thank you all. For those of you who've been listening, for those of you who've come, who started in, joined in as soon as we started, and all the way through this time. Thank you all, and have a lovely week ahead. Bye-bye.